Thanks for the interview, Monica. Now, Monica, everyone seems to think they know all there is to know about Monica Lewinsky. But, Monica, could you tell us one thing that people would be surprised to know about you?
I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips to the shit. Handle it like a real bitch.
Very interesting. Now, Monica, this seems to be a lot of demands on your time. Can you tell us what a quiet evening with Monica Lewinsky would be like?
Got buffoons eating my pussy while I watch cartoons.
Sounds like fun. Now, Monica, who are your role models?
Jazza Pinkett, Demi Moore, Prince Diana, and all them rich bitches.
Now, in the transcript, you refer to the president as Butthead. Did the president have any nicknames for you?
Poom Poom Nani Nani, Anani Dani.
Cute. Now, Monica, you and the president had a lot of phone sex. What was the one thing that you would say to the president that would make him achieve orgasm?
Before you nut, I'ma dribble down your butt cheeks, make you wiggle, then giggle just a little.
Now, Vernon Jordan helped you get a job. What's the first thing you said when you met Vernon Jordan? So are you saying you had an affair with Vernon Jordan too?
I made my intro, getting fucked in the Pinto.
Monica, you appear to be having sex with everybody. How do the interns treat you?
They be sucking Blackberry molasses out my asses.
Now that we're on it, how come you never had sex with Al Gore?
I got no patience for little dick tasting.
What about Ken Starr?
He be looking fruity, but you still can eat the booty.
Now, Monica, do you have any regrets about your relationship with the president?
Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Hey, here's the president right now, Bill Clinton. Now, Mr. President, before we go, is there anything you'd like to say to Monica Lewinsky?
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here.